Welcome back. In this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're doing something very specific and very powerful for jungle and old school DNB. We're taking that raw, sweaty session view energy and turning it into an arrangement that hits like a proper rave record. The theme is retro rave switch up polish. So we're not just making a loop, we're building an actual progression. Intro, drop, switch up, fake, second drop, outro, the kind of structure where the DJ can mix it, but the crowd also feels the story. Here's the core mindset for today. Jam first, then commit. Session view is your rave rehearsal room. Arrangement view is your final record. Alright, let's set the stage. First, project setup. Put your tempo in the jungle sweet spot, 160 to 168. I'm going to park it at 165 BPM. That's fast enough to feel like classic rave pressure, but not so fast that you can't make things swing. Now, groove. If you want that old school shuffle, add a groove like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. But keep it tasteful. Timing maybe 10 to 25%. Velocity a little, like 0 to 15. The point is not drunk drums. The point is forward motion. Next, set up return tracks early, because returns are how you get rave drama without turning your session into a mess of random effect chains. Return A. Dub echo. Use echo at eighth or quarter notes, feedback around 35 to 55 and filter it. Then put an auto filter after it and high pass around 200 Hz. That stops your low end from smearing every time you do a throw. Return B, plate verb, hybrid reverb on plate, decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds, high pass around 250, low pass maybe 8 to 12k. Again, vibe, not mud. Return C, crunch parallel. This is your make it rude when needed channel. Put a saturator, soft clip on, drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Then drum bus with drive 5 to 15 and crunch 10 to 30. Then EQ 8 high pass around 120. This return is gold for switch-ups, because you can automate a little send and suddenly everything sounds like it's going through a battered mixer. And on the master, a limiter, ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. We're not mastering, we're preventing accidents. Cool. Now we build the thing the right way. Clip states in session view. This is the secret sauce, because switch-ups only feel planned when you can launch A, B, and C versions that are designed to contrast. Make tracks like this. 1. Drums 1, the tight kit. 2. Drums 2. Your breaks, your amen or think layer. Then bass. Then stabs for your rave chords. Then FX and risers. Optionally vocals, pads, atmos. Now, clip lengths. For jungle, I want drum clips at 8 bars. That gives you time for evolution. Bass clips can be 8 or 16. Stabs and FX often work at 4 or 8. And name your clips like you actually plan to perform them. Because you do. D1 a tight. D1B add ride. D1C fill. BRKA amen clean. BRKB amen hyped. BRKC edits. Bass a res roll. Bass B sub stab. Bass C half time. This naming discipline sounds boring until you're mid jam, and you need to make a decision in half a second. Next, the old school drum system. Tight layer plus break layer. For drums 1, use a drum rack with clean one-shots. Kick, short and punchy, and yes, tune it to the key area of your track so it doesn't fight the bass. Snare, you want some body around 200 Hz and crack in the 2 to 5k range. Hats, 8th note drive is classic. On that tight drum track, a simple chain, EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35, maybe notch some boxiness around 250 to 400 if it's there. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 10, transients up a bit, like plus 5 to 15. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6. You're aiming for confident, not crushed. For drums 2, drop in an amen or think break. In the clip view, set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16. Adjust transients so it stays crisp. If you want edits, slice it to a new MIDI track by transients. Now your break becomes playable like an instrument, which is basically the whole jungle tradition. For break grit, do this. EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere between 70 and 120 Hz, because your tight kick and your sub should own the lows. Then if it's dull, add a touch around 3 to 6k. Add redux subtly, downsample maybe 2 to 8, just enough for texture. Then drum bus for crunch and drive. Then glue compressor, light. Ratio 2:1. Ptac maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's it. If you go too hard, the break stops sounding like a break and starts sounding like a photocopy of a break. Now bass. We're doing A and B bass clips that are designed for switch-ups. And this is important. Old school switch-ups often come from rhythm and tone changes, not a whole new chord progression. Bass A, Reese roll. Use wavetable saw wave, unison 2-4, slight to tune. Low pass filter, 24 dB, drive a bit. Then saturate it, add subtle auto filter movement, a tiny bit of chorus ensemble for width above the low end, and then utility to keep the sub mono. If you widen the sub, your drop will feel big in headphones and weak everywhere else. Keep it disciplined. Bass B. Sub plus stab rhythm. Use operator. Ask a sign for sub. Maybe a second oscillator very lightly for harmonics. Then write a short stab rhythm. Syncopated eighth notes with rests. The silence is part of the groove. Put EQ8 to keep it clean. Gentle saturation. And then sidechain it from the kick. Ratio 4:1. Fast attack like 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. That's that rolling breathing feeling that makes the drums feel like they're pushing the bass. Now we add the retro rave glue, stabs and switch effects. Make a stabs track, use simpler or sampler with a classic stab, or build one with analog or wavetable and resample it. Then put EQ8 high pass around 150 to 250, saturate it. Auto filter with the cutoff map so you can do buildups, and send it to dub echo and plate verb, and switch FX. Think, rewind moments, tape stops, noise risers. In Live 12, you can fake a tape stop with shifter in pitch mode, automating pitch down quickly. Or you can resample an effect and place it like a one shot, which honestly is often cleaner and more record-like. Now we design scenes like a DJ set. This is where session view becomes an arrangement blueprint. Scene 1. Intro, pads and hats. Scene 2. Intro with stab tees. Scene 3. Build, break filtered. Scene 4. Drop 1. Tight plus break a plus bass A. Scene 5. Drop 1 variation. Break B edits plus stabs. Scene 6. Switch up, halftime tees or bass B. Scene 7. Break, FX only. Scene 8. Drop 2. Heavier. Break C plus bass A or a slash B. Scene 9. Outro, DJ friendly drums. Now advanced move. Follow actions, especially on break clips. Set your break clip length to 8 bars, and then set follow action to next with maybe 30 to 60% probability, or any with a small probability. The goal is alive without chaos. You still want phrase logic. Jungle crowds can handle madness, but they can also feel when it's just random. Quick coaching note here. Don't forget to record control data, not just clips. Your hands are part of the composition, so before you record, map your key performance controls to 8 macros. Things like drums high pass, break crush amount, snare verb send, stab echo throw, bass cutoff, master DJ filter, that kind of thing. Because if you record your session into arrangement and it's just clips with no movement, it's going to feel like a spreadsheet. Another coaching note, clip launch quantization. Default 4 bars is often too slow for jungle. Try global quantization at 1 bar, sometimes even 2 bars. And for one-shot stabs or rewinds, set per clip quantization to quarter note or even none. That's how you get those human DJ moments without fighting the grid. And one more performance weapon. Dummy clips. Make a dedicated dummy track, an empty audio track with clips whose only job is automation. Automate the drum group high pass, automate echo send throws, automate a master filter, even automate quarter bar mute. Then you can launch transitions like their instruments, and it records into arrangement perfectly. This is one of the cleanest ways to get consistent switch-up polish. Alright, now we commit. Recording session into arrangement. Stay in session view. Hit arrangement record in the transport. Now, when you launch scenes, Ableton prints it to arrangement view. Do two passes. Pass 1. Just structure. Don't over-tweak. Intro. Drop. Switch. Break. Second drop. Outro. Make decisions. Pass 2. Performance automation. Your sends, your filter sweeps, your macro moves, your mutes. That's where the record starts to talk. When you're done, hit tab to go to arrangement view. And make sure you hit back to arrangement so you're hearing what you recorded, not still triggered session clips. This is a classic Why Does It Sound Different? Moment. Now the polish. This is where we turn a fun jam into something that sounds intentional. First, anchor points. Put locators at intro start. Drop 1. Switch. Break. Drop 2. Outro. Jungle loves 16-bar phrases, but it also loves surprises at bar 8. So think in 8s and 16s, and place your little shocks where they'll land hardest. Next, the drop gap. Classic rave technique. Right before drop 1 and drop 2, cut everything for a quarter note, half bar, or a full bar. Leave a single effect tail. Maybe the echo tail of the last snare. Maybe a reverse cymbal. Maybe a vocal chop, but you want the listener to feel that stomach drop moment where the air disappears and then the room explodes again. Practical workflow. Consolidate a 2-4 bar pre-drop region so you can work fast. Automate auto filter on the break to high pass sweep up into the drop. Automate a return send throw on the last snare. Don't throw reverb everywhere. Throw it on purpose, like punctuation. Then tighten drums with micro edits and fills. Every 8 or 16 bars, give us something. An amen slice flam, a snare rush from 16 THS into 32 NDS, a kick dropout for one bar so the bass feels bigger. Use fade handles on auto cuts so you don't get clicks. Use warp markers carefully if any hit feels rushed. And if the break is noisy, you can use gate sidechained from the snare to shape it, but only if you know what you're doing. Otherwise, you'll accidentally remove the glue that makes breaks feel alive. Here's a big one. Phase alignment on layered drums. Tight kit plus break can hollow out if the transients fight. Quick test, put utility on your drum bus, set width to 0 to force mono, and then nudge the break track delay by plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. Listen to the snare. When it gets thicker and stops sounding papery, you're closer. Once it's right, consolidate or commit so you're not second-guessing it later. Now the switch up itself. Contrast plus continuity. If you change everything at once, it sounds like two unfinished tracks stitched together. So keep one anchor. Keep the same break and change the bass rhythm. Or keep the bass and switch to a more edited amen. Or keep drums steady and change the stab world and filter vibe.